This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Utah Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz, who represents his state's 3rd congressional district. He's made a few headlines over the past couple of days as many different members have considered how to possibly change their routine when back in their district as a result of the horrific shootings in Tucson last weekend. And Congressman Chaffetz is among two, at least, who have publicly said they will either continue or plan to start arming themselves or have firearms very close to themselves when at public events. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
What's been your practice to this point?
Well, I was a concealed carry permit holder before I was elected to Congress. I've continued with that practice and will continue in the future. So I have been advocating and telling, you know, those who have asked, I don't advocate somebody running out and suddenly changing their routines because of what happened on Tuesday. I happen to feel comfortable with a firearm. I'm comfortable with being a concealed carry permit holder. I don't do it all the time. Sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. And so it's important that people not overreact or panic or do something they feel uncomfortable or don't feel trained to do, but it's something that I feel comfortable with.
What's been your experience at the town hall events that you've had over the past couple of terms? Have you been in situations where you felt things might be getting out of hand, or have yours been pretty tame?
No, people are always very respectful, and we've had great town hall meetings, good candid interactions, and I don't plan to change that whatsoever. I guess along the way, and this is not exclusive to my being in Congress, you never know when you're going to get yourself in that situation or be at the wrong place at the wrong time. So for me, it's a personal preference. It's something I feel comfortable with. It's a personal security measure. But the town hall meetings, you do some town hall meetings in my counties, you're going to have plenty of concealed carry permit holders there as well. So
in terms of other things we've heard from other members, they say that there's a procedure in place where if any member really wants it for a town hall event or any other public event back in their district, Capitol Police can coordinate with local authorities if you don't already have that relationship established as a local congressman. Have you taken advantage of that?
Sometimes. I've usually communicated if it's a big event, if it's been well publicized, we'll let the local law enforcement be there. I've also got some buddies and friends who are in law enforcement, and I've asked them from time to time, hey, would you mind being there, just, you know, wearing their plain clothes? But somebody who's got the expertise and to deal with a situation if something should pop up. So we've done that in the past, and I'm sure we'll probably be a little bit more consistent in doing that in the future.
You mentioned that your town hall events have been pretty tame. We just talked yesterday with one of your colleagues, Jack Kingston, who says that basically going to become a member of Congress, and Congressman Gohmert told us this week as well, that eventually you're going to get threats, sometimes on a routinely regular basis, that there's a fierce debate going on. What's been your experience with that, and how do you deal with it?
Well, every member of Congress on both sides of the aisle, doesn't matter who you are, it's one of the realities that's out there. It shouldn't happen. There's no excuse to taking that out in violence, but in terms of the threats that we're getting, I do think that Congress, through the Sergeant of Arms and the Capitol Hill Police, are going to have to take those threats a little bit more seriously. There's going to have to be a little bit more follow-through. It's a reality. So I don't worry so much about the town hall events. I guess you could have some absolute, you know, madman show up at any time. But at the same time, let's remember that, you know, a member of Congress has not been shot like this or had this type of incident in over 30 years, which is good news, and you know, I hope it never, ever happens again. But there are some people that can't seem to distinguish between reality and fiction and maybe are a little mentally unstable. Somehow the intelligence folks need to ferret that out and do a little bit more in-depth research to the threats we get so that something like this never, ever happens again.
We're talking with Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz. And Congressman, I want to get your thoughts on this next topic, both as a member of Congress and as a gun owner, obviously. And obviously, in the wake of the tragedy, we've seen some members, one at least from each side of the aisle, suggesting new gun legislation. Congressman King from your party wants basically a 1,000-foot bubble around members of Congress, no guns in that radius. And then Congresswoman McCarthy on the Democratic side wants to go after the clips, or the magazines, rather, that this particular killer was using. What's your sense of whether that should be considered and what is likely to happen?
I don't see any need to change any of the gun laws, nor do I think there should be any special laws or requirements to protect laws that are exclusive for members of Congress. I think I very much disagree with Representative Peter King, who's a good member of Congress, but I disagree with his approach. It shouldn't be a felony if, as a member of Congress, you're within 1,000 feet with me and you have a gun. That's, I just disagree with that. It's important that we not overreact. I think America is searching for that one solution, that one thing that we can do so this never, ever happens again. I think it's important to thoroughly understand and examine what happened in Tucson. It hasn't even been a week yet. And so let's do that review, but let's also keep in mind that there are a lot of good quality people, law-abiding citizens who carry a weapon. It's their right to carry a weapon, and we should continue to uphold the Second Amendment.
Perhaps the fiercest debate over the past several days has been whether political speech of one kind or another contributed to this. Based on all evidence, this person was apolitical and certainly doesn't seem to have been a factor here in the heinous acts that he committed. The president seemed to basically tell people to cool it on trying to blame other parties' rhetoric for this type of lashing out. At the same time, he just called for a general cooling off. Do you think that had a major effect, or do you expect this debate to keep going?
No, I think too many people too quickly thought that it was the political rhetoric that contributed to this. And I was actually pleased to see the president last night clearly state that that was not a factor in this situation. I think we can all do probably a better job of making sure that, as Speaker Boehner said, we may disagree, but we don't have to be disagreeable. We should still be able to reach out and shake hands. But the vigor and the vigor and the vibrancy of our public debate, that should continue. That's the hallmark of the United States of America. That's what makes this country great and unique, is our ability to stand up and disagree and fight for policies that we believe in. That's how we get a better product. So I don't want that to slow down or at all in this process. But we got to make sure we don't step over the line and participate in what I call the politics of personal destruction. It doesn't have to be about destroying somebody personally, but it should be about the policies and principles that we're fighting for.
Last question for you, Congressman. And obviously, as time goes on, after any major tragedy, life slowly returns to normal. That includes Congress, which obviously took the week off legislatively. What are you hearing about when the normal schedule will likely resume?
Well, the Republicans are headed to Baltimore today. We're going to be participating in 3 days here of planning and strategy. 2 weeks from now, Democrats will do the same thing. I think next week we'll be back into the regular voting. Hopefully business will get back to as usual, as best we can. But I think next week, hopefully we'll have the health care vote, and we'll move forward.
And we'll certainly stay on top of those and all the other major debates coming down the pike. Congressman, it's always great to have you with us. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Utah Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz represents his state's 3rd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.